Bava Kama, Per Gimel, Mishnah Gimel 3:3 and more on Bor. The Mishnah begins, it says, Hamotzi es tivnov es kashel or shus harabim. If one puts his straw or hay and the like out into shus harabim, lezvalam, because he intends for them to be trampled on by the people passing by and the traffic in general, which would make that straw more ready to be used as fertilizer back in his fields. So in other words, to put it simply, he is not just putting something in the public domain and causing a hazard, he's actually doing it for his personal profit. V'hozek ben acher. First of all, if someone gets hurt on that hay out there, so then chayv benizko, of course, he's obligated to pay for it. That's good old-fashioned boar. But more than that, v'chol hakodem behen zacha. There's a knas. The rabbi said, listen, if you are putting something in the shusha rabbim, you're retaining ownership of it, but you're putting it there for your own personal economic benefits, then we give you a kanas, we penalize you, and we say, listen, you have no right to that benefit. To the contrary, we're using the power of hefker, bezen hefker, we're rendering what you put in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to be ownerless, meaning whoever wants to take it can take it, help themselves to remove it out of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and you lose, and you have no claim on them. Notwithstanding the fact that rabbis declared it to be hefker, certainly the person who put it out there is responsible for any damage that it causes because of the rule that even if a person digs a pit, and the pit, of course, is just a hole, and there's nothing to own, if you will, but the pasuk refers to it as bal habor, the owner of the pit. So similarly here, it could be hefker, but still, since you put it out there, you're the owner of that straw that you put out there to turn into manure. Rabban Shimon Gamliel Omer Kol HaMakalchim B'Shus HaRabim. He says what sounds like really the same thing all over again. Whoever causes some kind of, hazard degrading the quality of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and then people get injured by what he did to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, Chayav and Leshalem. He has to make restitution. Sounds like the exact same case again. The point here is that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is saying, listen, even if putting out the straw to make fertilizer was permitted, in other words, it's not always permitted, but the Gemara says that one of the various takanos that Yehoshua made when they conquered the land was that people would be allowed in the season for making manure to use the public thoroughfare to put out your straw, etc., to be trampled on for a period of up to 30 days, and it was limited. But you can do that. That's what everyone's doing, so you could do it too. So here Rabban Shimon Gamliel is saying, even if it's permitted for you to do, still, if someone gets hurt, you're responsible, so be careful. That really sounds like what we said in the previous Mishnah about the water in the Shusha Rabbim. The truth is, the previous Mishnah ostensibly is going like Rabban Shimon Gamliel over here and the Halacha. In contrast, the Tana Kama of our Mishnah, when he said about someone getting injured on the straw put out there to turn into manure, so he was talking about a case where it wasn't permitted. But the Tana Kama would hold in the period of the year when one is permitted to put his stuff out in the Shusha Rabbim, so then he would not be responsible if someone got hurt in it. That's the machlokas here, if you do it with permission. But the halacha follows Rabbi Shimon Gamliel in the previous Mishnah, Stam Mishnah, meaning that even if you are permitted, you're responsible if someone gets hurt. And more than that, says Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, if, and really only if, well, it's not explicit in the Mishnah, but if and only if you did it without permission, or if you did it with permission, putting it out there, but then you left it more than the permitted 30 days, it now becomes no longer permitted, and therefore, if someone wants to take it, we again penalize you and say whoever wants it now take this and remove this hazard from the public domain. He can keep it for himself. That's part number one. Part number two of the Mishnah is as follows. A person's walking down the street. He discovers that there are animal droppings, like, someone's horse left some manure in the middle of the street. And he wants those droppings because he wants to use them to fertilize his own field. So up to now, that manure is hefker. Maybe someone's responsible for it, but that's not the point right now. The point is, forget the previous person, his responsibility. The new person, he wants to now acquire this for himself. So what he does is he's hofech esagalal. He like rolls over the manure, like let's say with his foot, he's kind of kicking it down the street or something, birshus harabim in the public street. And then, vehuzak ben acher, somebody else gets injured, like twists his ankle and on that manure that the first guy acquired by kicking it down the street to take it home. Chay benisko. So then the new guy who acquired the manure is responsible for the damage because he took possession of it. Okay, now, a few questions you might ask. One is, to acquire something doesn't require a hagba'ah, lifting it up off the ground. And this guy didn't lift it up the ground. He just kind of kicked it over the ground. So the answer is, it is true that you need to have a proper hagba'ah, probably lift something up to acquire it. But that's only when you're transferring from Mr. A to Mr. B. If it's currently hefker, then even like the smallest amount of lifting, just a millimeter off the ground, as you kick it or roll it over the street, is enough to acquire it, to make it yours. So once it becomes yours, you're responsible. You can't just abandon it anymore. You're responsible for what trouble you caused. Worth noting, if you did not intend to acquire it, I don't know, you're walking down the street, you see a rock in the street, and you kick it down the street, and someone else gets injured on the rock, now that it's been placed in a new spot, you'd be putter because it was an existing takala, existing hazard in the Shus Aram, and you didn't put it there. You relocated it, but it was dangerous before, and it's dangerous now. In contrast, just note, if you would, let's say, hypothetically, take that rock, pick it up, as children do, pick it up and say, hey, mommy, can I bring this home? I don't know what. Forget the child. An adult, bar mitzvah. You pick it up. You pick the rock up, you think you're going to take it home, and then you put it, you say, forget, I'm putting it back, and you put it back where you found it in the street. Now you become responsible, because if you lifted it off the ground and you took it three tefachim off the ground, regardless of whether you actually intended to acquire it or not, when you picked it up three tefachim off the ground, like the rules of leva don't apply anymore, meaning it's as if the hazard has been removed, it's no longer a boar. So when you put it back on the ground, it's you who are putting it there. And if you're putting it there in purpose, even if it's hefker, it doesn't matter, you're responsible. That being the case, regardless of your desire to acquire it, if you removed it from the public domain, meaning three tefachim off the ground, and put it back, you're responsible. Our mission over here is, that's not happening. Our mission is, you're just kicking it down the street or rolling it over. As long as it gets lifted 1 millimeter off the ground, you've acquired it, and now you're responsible if someone gets hurt, and that would be the halacha.